Yes, you! You're looking sexy! Oh, and you're listening to the Kid Craddock Podcast. Kid Craddock in the morning.
I saw this story that... It's one of those stories that makes you tear up a little bit.
Oh, really?
This shows you that there's still good people out there.
You teared up.
Yeah, I did. It's from Halloween, but it's in Georgia. And Donald and Crystal Howard woke up, and they decided they wanted to go get some face paint. Or it was in right before they went trick-or-treating, actually. They wanted to go get face paint and some candy for Halloween.
Okay.
Left their four kids at home. Their ages are between 6 and 13 years old. Quick trip to the store to just get face paint and candy. And they ended up crashing their vehicle, and they were killed instantly.
Oh my gosh.
So now you got four kids sitting at home.
Waiting
for their parents to come home. So Trooper Nathan Bradley was the one who was supposed to go to the house to let whoever was there know that both people had perished.
Oh my gosh.
So he said, unfortunately, I was greeted by four children in full costumes.
Oh my goodness gracious.
So at that point, he says, he decides, I can't do this to them right now. They look so happy and they're ready for Halloween. So with their grandmother's permission, he called her up. He said, I can't tell them. I just can't. I'm not ready for this. And with her permission, he didn't tell the children. Instead, he said, hey, let's go get something to eat. And took the kids to go get something to eat. But they said, my parents are going to be home soon. We can't go anywhere. And he said, no, it's okay. Your grandma said she wants you to hang out with me. So they went to eat. They watched movies. They had a sleepover. They got their candy for Halloween. He took care of these kids all night long until their grandmother showed up the next morning.
She was out of town.
She lived in Florida, so she had to fly all the way to Georgia. And
oh, my goodness gracious.
So she was the one that were able to tell them when the grandmother arrived. Yeah. So that way you have family there and all that. And the trooper, started a GoFundMe page for funeral expenses so that Crystal and Donald can be buried in Florida where their children are moving with the grandparents.
Oh, boy.
But, man, you know, they're still – it's an act of kindness.
Yeah.
He's human, and he saw these kids waiting for their parents to come home.
Yeah, that has to be the hardest part of that job.
And you know what? Telling an adult is heart-wrenching enough.
Oh, my goodness,
telling four kids.
Whew. In costumes. I mean, I could put your – people are saying, no, you should tell them. No, man, I think he did the right thing. Wait for grandma to get there, take them out, make sure they have a good Halloween, and he did that. So, big shout-out to the trooper.
Yeah.
And, Kelly, you posted the – another thing that's going around a lot, it's the model.
Yeah, really interesting, but I clicked the link. I put it on my Facebook page yesterday, and when I originally posted the link, it included the pictures that the girl had posted with the captions, but now it's gone, so it kind of loses.
It's weird.
So if you go to my Facebook page now, it's not going to have the impact it had if you'd have seen this article when I posted it yesterday. But there's this Australian social media Instagram model that she's very famous. She gets paid to post pictures because she's made this.
I think I heard about this. Yeah.
Yeah, but she wanted to let girls know this is not real life, that it takes me hours and hours in the right lighting, going back and looking at these pictures, and my stomach doesn't look right, and I'm paid to pose in this dress that I never even wore out of my house because I was only 16, and I would never wear this out of the house, and it's too sexy for me. My mom would have killed me. That kind of stuff.
Yeah, it's those pictures you see on Instagram of the girl like having a blast and smiling,
it's
the
so
sun
casual.
Shining just right, and she'll
just happens to catch you at the right moment because it's so casual, and what lucky!
Yeah.
How many hundreds of shots they took to get, and it was just a little eye opening, saying this is not real. And that you were posting these things to be accepted and liked by people we don't even know. And that's what her new mission is. And it was really interesting, but now it's kind of all gone. But her name is Alessia. Let me get her name here. I want to give her credit because I really like what she did. Asena O'Neill, 18 years old. Let's see. One of the captions, even though the pictures is gone, Not real life. Took over 100 similar poses trying to make my stomach look good. Would have hardly eaten that day. Would have yelled at my little sister to keep taking them until I was somewhat proud of this. Yep, so totally goals.
Right?
Is this the same person that posted some pictures of herself without any makeup on?
Well, now she started a new campaign. It's called Let's Be Game Changers.
Okay.
It's a new website where she's posting makeup-free videos and these uncontrived backdrops. You know, there's a picture of her posing in the sand doing a yoga pose. She's like, this is about as far from Zen as you can get. She's trying to look successful and Zen. So they'll take a few pictures. She'll go back and look at them. No, I need to turn this way and stand, you know, and it's just.
I mean, she kept it real.
Contriveness of it.
Somebody was finally real with it, and she deleted 2,000 Instagram photos.
Yeah, she was afraid she was going to get a lot of backlash, but the opposite happened.
Yeah, she deleted.
Everybody loved her message.
Yeah, she deleted her YouTube, Snapchat, Tumblr accounts, all that, because she thought there was going to be, oh, everybody's going to hate me. But instead, no. She posted a video letting us know exactly what's been going on.
Huh.
This message that likes, followers, views, that we're more than a number, it's going global. I have so many, this morning I have so many emails from people like Good Morning America, like The Project. I love The Project. I watch that most days. Like, it's all these massive media outlets that want to do interviews, that want to talk about the reality behind social media. And I just can't, I just feel so grateful that this is being spread, that this is actually getting out there, that young people can find out the reality behind the perfect Instagram life and how nothing is perfect about spending every single day making your life look perfect online. That is not real. It is not inspirational. And there is so much more we could be doing than just editing ourselves and proving ourselves to others.
There you go.
She's 18.
Genuinely emotional about this.
She's 18, so she's a little dramatic.
Yeah. She's a little dramatic, but it's working for her.
Right.
She's
tough
keeping it real.
Live up to that, you know.
Yeah, for sure.
Jenna, you're our Instagram queen here. You're the best Instagrammer on the show.
You agree with her?
Do you agree?
I do agree with her. I mean, I try and look. I've always said I wish every young girl got the opportunity in life to be on a mock cover of Vogue magazine, like
right.
to get the full magazine treatment with the best hair, the best makeup, the best filter, Photoshop, all of that, just so they could see. How everyone can be beautiful with all of that stuff. But I don't know. I try and find a balance of candidness in my own life, you know, like a photo of me without makeup. Like, I just try and capture moments here and there.
Yeah.
Of course you want photos where you look great.
If sure.
If you get headshots or a professional photo shoot done or things we get to do with work, you know, when you look great, you know, mm-hmm. of course you want to show the great side of yourself. But I think it's important to balance it with some real candid moments where maybe I look terrible, but, you know, it might be a funny photo. Or just, I don't know. I think that's what's important is just be yourself.
Or just photos of other stuff, period. You know, when I go to somebody's Instagram or Facebook or what, and that's all they have is pictures of
selfie
them.
Selfie after selfie after selfie.
I appreciate you loving yourself. That's fine. I love myself, too. But
do they love themselves? Or are they seeking approval from everyone?
Maybe that's what it is. I don't know. But when I go to something like that and I click on something and it's just photo after photo after photo.
And they're perfect.
Of that person. I'm like, there's other people in your life. I hope, I sincerely hope there's somebody in your life besides yourself.
Kelly said this before. I think we were looking at a Facebook profile yesterday, and this is one of the things that, like, my single buddies tell me they look for. This is a public service announcement for the ladies out
there. Okay, come on, bring it.
This is what guys are looking for on your Facebook profile. If they click on it, and all your pictures, and I'm talking, you know how they show the picture, the thumbnails on the left-hand side?
Right.
If all those pictures are selfies of you, the guy is going to say, hell no.
Yeah, I mean.
Like, he's going to be like, nope, I'm out.
Especially selfish. That means not only do you love your picture, there's nobody around you to take your picture.
Yeah.
Right?
My favorite is the selfie with the motivational quote of the day.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like, here you are in your car with your Starbucks and the sun in the right angle.
Sure.
Right.
And.
Right.
God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change. And it's like, okay.
God also hooked me up with this pumpkin spice latte. Yeah. How about them apples?
My selfie, self-motivating.
And even if they're
the
body parts of you, still, put something else in your life. I mean, oh, here's my
butt. Come on, don't you like the butt, the boobies? Don't you like the boobie selfie?
I like the elbow one where they make it look like it's a butt crack, but
like
it's the elbow.
Couple.
Yeah, guys say that, but just, then why do you follow, like, hot chicks of Instagram?
But they're not dating those girls.
Yeah.
Right.
Jenna,
right?
I'm not following hot chicks of Instagram. I'm following for fit tips.
Ha.
Oh, the fit
fit tips.
Butts, yeah.
I'm just saying, squats, a little bow. Something else in.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
Help, I messed up.
Uh-oh.
I was dating a wonderful woman for 7 months.
Uh-oh.
But here's the catch. She left me. I've been begging for another chance, but she won't give in. She says she still has feelings about me, cries when we talk about our relationship, but doesn't want to put her heart back on the line. I made a lot of mistakes. I kept an inappropriate relationship with my ex, as she says, and I lied about hanging out with my ex, too. Mm. Kelly, is she just using this as an excuse, or have I really messed up bad? She's one in a million. I don't want to lose her for good. Steven.
Mm. Well, you have messed up bad, but here's what you need to do. Leave her alone.
Yeah.
Ooh. Leave her alone and let her think about things. And if she starts missing the good in you, because right now, whenever she talks to you, all she thinks about is the betrayals, and maybe she'll start feeling those old sentimental feelings again and let her reach out to you next. But you've already told her how you feel. Now you're just going to start to look pathetic. And once you look pathetic and weak in a woman's eyes, it's really hard
it's
to
over.
Come back from
then
that.
It's really old.
You don't think
so,
he should try and, I don't know.
He's already tried.
Like to try and like continue to consistently show
no.
how much he messed up.
No.
He's going to look weak now because now now he's put her in the power position.
Right.
So he needs to back completely off. And
yeah,
if it's meant to be, she'll start coming around. But once you look weak and snivelly in her eyes, it's kind of some of it's the respect and stuff is gone. I'm just telling you from my perspective.
Yeah.
Should he tell her that he's like, look, you know how
no,
I feel.
No, just back off.
You know how
yeah,
I feel.
Yeah, that's fine. If you want to say that, look,
you know
how
I feel.
If you ever change your mind, hopefully I'll still be here. But I can't keep doing this anymore. Take some of your power back.
Yeah.
You did mess up, and hopefully you realize where you messed up. But if you keep begging and stuff,
yeah,
don't keep begging.
You're going to lose man
points.
I screwed up. I'm here for you when you need me.
Yeah, say that.
Do your thing.
And then be done. Leave her alone.
I've done that. I've done the beg. The beg doesn't work.
Oh, yeah. You had like a major beg.
I've done the beg.
And how did it work for you?
Did not. Did not work at all.
Oh, no. Man, you even
woman, you know, things have changed. Roles have shifted so much, but a woman still wants a man to be a man.
Sure,
yeah.
It was honey number two you did that with, right? The begging?
Yeah, well, it's been I've done a lot of begging in my day.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
I ain't lying.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I've been dating this girl for a couple months now, and I'm really starting to fall for her.
Good.
The only thing
is
she wants to be in an open relationship.
Okay.
I want to know what you think about open relationships. Do you think they can work, John?
Well, open as to how. I mean, it's like, let's keep up dating other people, or we're, you know, sleeping on everybody. I know kids are listening.
Right.
So I gotta be
open.
So
it's like
one thing is like, I'm not ready to commit to you. It's like Tinder, for instance. Like, you can be dating four or five people because you're not exclusive with any one
of
them.
Yeah.
Right.
So, but that doesn't mean you're necessarily
right
in an open relationship with all of them. I'm trying to talk for adults here.
Don't girls usually want monogamous?
Yeah. I would think so. So if you're talking open relationship in the fact that she still wants to date other people, that means she's just not ready to commit to you. But if she's wanting to be in an open relationship with everybody,
no,
I wouldn't be down for that.
No,
you know how much heartache you're going to feel. Like,
but girls get scared to put all their eggs in one basket. I feel that.
It sounds like she's got somebody else that you don't know about.
Yeah, at least she's being honest about it.
She doesn't want to let go of, you know?
And so she's still maybe how old are they? We don't know how old
they
are. Maybe she's too young to say, I don't want to be tied down to somebody right now.
Yeah.
I like the situation I'm in where I'm dating several people. But if it's going to the next level where she's dating other people,
gotcha.
I wouldn't agree to that as a man, no.
No. I don't think they can work, especially for us dudes.
But if you really like her, it's only been 2 months, continue to show her what a great man you are, and maybe she'll decide, you know what? I've looked at all my options, and you are the one.
Yeah.
So continue dating her if you really like her.
Yeah.
But not if she's sleeping around, no.
Yeah, no. Don't
gotcha.
There you go.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you're the love expert.
I am.
So my boyfriend and I have been dating for 9 months. We're in our mid-20s and pretty serious about the relationship. We haven't said the L word yet, even though I've wanted to for quite a while. Now, this past weekend, we went to the state fair. I got really sick on a big ride, and I wanted to go home. We walked to the car, and I kept apologizing, and he wrapped his arm around me and says, "It's okay. I still love you." I acted like I couldn't hear him, just in case it was an accident. Do you think this was his way of finally trying to say it, or do you think it just kind of popped out to make me feel better
having
to leave?
Overthinking
this is
it, I know, right? That's what girls do.
It's okay, I still love you.
Kirsten, it popped out. I've done this. I have so done this, and I wish I remembered the circumstance, but I said, I love you, and I thought to myself, oh, crap, I just said I love you.
But you meant it, right?
I liked her a lot.
Sometimes it pops out. It popped out of my mouth one time.
It was just like,
and I literally slapped my mouth.
With the guy you were dating?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, because it came out, and I was like,
right.
Ooh, God, right. I can't believe I said that. I didn't mean it.
Right. Right.
But it came out because you're having a good time.
Yeah.
And it just comes out. And you're like, oh, my God, I can't believe I just said that.
No way.
Then once you say it, you feel like, well, now I got to keep saying it.
Yeah.
And then after I kept saying it for like 2 weeks, I'd be like, well, I love you. And finally, I told him, I said, I don't feel right saying this anymore because I really don't. It was awful and awkward and horrible.
You said it during having good times.
I play.
You're having fun.
I bet you were. Mine wasn't like that. Mine was more casual, like drinking or whatever. Oh, baby, I love you. Blah, blah. I'm like, oh, crap.
Oh, crap.
I just said I love you. I don't love you. I'll just get another shot. You know, whatever. It just popped out.
Yeah.
So women do love.
It's a slip up.
Back to her, though.
Yeah. Sure.
This has suddenly become about us.
Yeah, right.
Women love to hear it. This validation that you're in it and that it's serious.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I would stop stressing about it because you're driving yourself nuts.
Right.
Because I know the state fair,
doesn't.
You know, it takes us a while to get these letters. So this obviously happened over a couple weeks ago
at
the state fair. So stop obsessing about it. Let the relationship naturally unfold. I know you'd love to hear those words. And if you really, you know what? If you really feel them.
Tell him.
Tell him.
Yeah.
I just, you know what? I love you. And just let it. See what happens.
Yeah.
Or you
if you've
can
been
say,
together 9 months.
Say, I love the way you something.
No, say it.
No.
Just say it.
If you've been together 9 months, you probably know each other well enough that you should be comfortable enough if you really feel that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Say it.
Guys, we don't mind if you say it first.
I know, but a girl does want the guy
know,
to be the first to say it. But guys are insecure in their feelings too, and they don't know what a woman's going to.
Or set them up with this is what my wife did. She said, I think I'm falling in love with you.
Mm.
Clearly, we know what you mean, but you're waiting for me to be like, no, I am in love with you.
Or do like Kelly, just wait till you're having a really good time.
Yeah. You know, I said to one guy, because I wanted him, I really liked him, and I was so stupid. And I wanted him to say it, but he wouldn't say it, but I didn't want to say it first, so I said, here's my line, you ready? You got to remember, I've been dating this is a long time ago.
Sure.
I said, I could love you if you'd let me. That was my line. I could love you if you'd let me.
Bro!
That was a good one, right?
That's a pretty good one, Kelly. I like that one.
Love letters.
Oh, boy.
Love letters to Kelly. We'll do a quick one here,
Jenna. It's another good one. Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I've been seeing this guy for a couple weeks. We're having a lot of fun together. We're planning a getaway this weekend, and there's potential that this could turn into a long-term relationship. However, there's a coworker of mine... girls, located out of state that has been flirting with me over text. I'm much more interested, attracted to him, and there's potential for him to visit within the next month. Should I put things on hold with the guy here and wait to see what happens with out-of-state coworker guy, or cut things off with him and invest in the potential relationship here? Aaron,
you're not very mature. First of all, let's just be honest. Mm. If you're entertaining some out-of-town guy who is only using you for a hookup when he comes to town.
That's exactly what it is.
That's exactly what that is. 100%. And if you can't see that, you're so flattered because he's pursuing you so relentlessly because he sees you as an easy mark.
Yeah, you want to be in a long-distance relationship?
Yeah, because they work out. They work out all the time.
Right out.
You're easy. You're giving him all the signs, and you're ruining the potential of something really great with a guy that's right there under your nose.
Yeah.
Because that's the way we girls do. We look for a way to screw it up.
Go out of town with him.
Yeah.
Because then that's a quick way to determine if it goes to the next level or not.
Yeah.
If you think that guy from out of town is looking at you as anything more than a hookup, you are fooling yourself.
He's not going to leave his life where he's at to come to your town.
A couple of weeks. Keep dating multiple people.
And men will say anything.
Anything.
I love you.
Women need to, grown women don't even.
Girls don't get it.
Learn that.
He's obviously setting himself up for some company when he comes to town.
Yeah, and then
so
he's going to leave, and then you're never going to hear from him again. You'd be like, but I loved him. No, you didn't. You were flattered and infatuated, and you blew a good thing that was right there.
Yeah, you're going to be stuck saying, I could love you if you let me.
That's right.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show. Marino, Valerie, Mackenzie, Tabitha, Bagwell, Gustavo, Robledo.
Shout out.
Beat the Bag.
Are you going to inform us who...
Are they previous winners?
I went onto my Facebook page and I said, who would like a shout out on the radio? And those were four of the people that said they would.
Okay.
So I gave them shout out. So... There you go.
Not so much a rap, more of a shout out.
I learned so much about how to play Beat the Bank from that.
Yeah. Definitely. You know, I'm ready to play.
I like to keep you guessing. I like to keep you guessing.
Sure.
Something else in every once in a while.
Couldn't find names that rhymed, huh?
Not in 6 minutes. No.
Yeah. All right. Shay Noble, how are you doing this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, we're doing great. Hopefully your day's about to get better because you are car number 13. Congratulations.
Oh, my gosh. This is amazing.
What are you doing right now, Shay?
I am carrying my 13-year-old boy to school this morning.
What's his name?
Connor Noble.
Hey, Connor.
What up, Connor?
He's got a big grin on his face right now.
I know he's so excited because kids love Beat the Bank, and they love it when their moms and dads get through.
Absolutely. The concert.
Yes, I've been trying to get through forever to y'all. This is so amazing. I'm so excited.
Aw. Well, we're glad you got through. We'll tell you how to play real quick, Shay, even though we know you probably know how to play. We're going to put you inside the bank vault. The banker has dollars that he's going to be making a rain on you with. When you think it's gone as high as it's going to go for your turn, you yell stop and make sure we can hear you. Because if we don't hear you and that door closes on you, you're going to get nothing. Even if he says $1,000, you still got to yell stop. And that's basically it.
That's it.
Other than that.
It's as easy as that.
Shay and Connor are ready to win some money.
Yeah.
Al, how you feeling this morning?
How's Al feeling?
Shay, I would love to tell you I'm eternally optimistic this morning.
Sure. Uh-oh.
But I'm feeling a little timid. I'm feeling a little...
Apprehensive?
Apprehensive. Thank you. That's a better word. Mm. A little apprehensive. So I personally would advise you to be a little cautious.
But you take that however you want.
I don't know anything, baby. I don't know anything, all right? I'm just feeling a little scared today.
It's all up to you, Shay. It's all up to you.
I'm a little scared.
Just feel it out as you go, Shay. I'm sure you'll do the right thing. Let's win you some money. Let's play
Beat the Bank.
$230, $210, $270, $340. Whoa!
That was shocking.
That was shocking, Al.
Apprehension.
That was the most shocking one we've ever done, in my opinion.
Dang it.
And I'm sorry it happened to you.
Shay, I'm
my
so sorry, babe.
Saying, one more. We were both going, one more.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would have gone. I was with you on that.
That was so sudden.
Yeah, the banker's not very nice this Wednesday.
Not very nice at all. We're so sorry, Shay, but thank you for playing, okay?
That's okay. It was a blessing to have gotten through to y'all.
All right, you tell Connor we say bye as well, Shay.
You can still play again. Keep trying, okay?
I sure will. Y'all
all
have
right.
a blessed day.
You too.
See, keep that positive attitude right
there. Dang it.
Love her accent.
I know.
Remind me of our own Kelly Raspberry. Thank y'all. Y'all are blessed. That's not. I like the southern accent.
Well, we'll play an hour from now if you didn't get in this time. Maybe Shay can get in again in an hour.
Yeah.
Oh, Al, yeah. More license plate.
We might be more bummed than she is.
Yeah, I just get bummed when Kid Nation loses.
Yeah.
Especially when it's
I want everybody to win.
Let's find this dang banker.
Yeah.
Couple more license plate suggestions out because we're doing this all morning for you.
Talking about personalized license plates, and I'm thinking, I'm debating.
Yeah, we're gonna give you two here.
All right, come on.
How about Al Chapo?
No,
you don't want to go with Al Chapo.
No. How about not just no, but hell no.
Or just go with plain Big Al.
No,
so that we can make fun of you and go bye gal.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Listen here, tiny head.
Come here, brother.
WWE Hall of Famer, Stone Cold Steve Austin.
What?
He's going to make his way to the studio, and then we're going to play you the interview on Friday at this time.
Okay.
And that's the bottom line.
Brother.
Because Stone Cold said so. You can't keep doing Hulk quotes when I'm doing Stone Cold.
Bro, don't they all say brother?
No, Stone Cold doesn't say brother.
That's just a wrestling thing. I don't.
Hulk Hogan says brother.
All right.
Brother.
And then he's accused of being a racist. But he says everybody's his brother.
Right, yeah.
Ironic.
So we'll get to hang out with Stone Cold.
Isn't it ironic?
Love Stone Cold Steve Austin.
I've met him.
You have?
When I was on Live with Regis.
Was he nice?
Yes, that day.
Oh, wow.
Intimidating?
He scared me a little bit.
Yeah.
He's a big wrestler.
Yeah.
And he had a cookbook out.
He's so cool.
And he was cooking from his recipes, and he was drinking beer out of the bottle and putting it in the recipe, and he wanted me to take a bite. I was like, no, it's got backwash in it.
Oh, maybe he'll remember.
I doubt it.
Yeah, he's known
for
that, Kelly.
It's been a long time.
He'd whoop your butt, then drink a beer, crush it on his head, and throw the can away.
Really? Was he a good guy or a bad guy?
He was a good dude. Yeah, he just had an attitude. I liked him. I don't know if he was. No, I think he's a good dude.
How long has it been since he's been in the ring? We'll have to ask him that.
Yeah, we'll have to ask
Maybe
him that.
Maybe he still gets in the ring. I don't
from
know.
Time, I've seen him from time to time get back in there.
For old time's sake.
Yeah. I haven't been watching WWE as much as I had back in the day.
Is it still? I guess it is.
Yes, it's still on. Are you serious?
Yeah. Huge. I know. Are I know. I know it's huge. I know it's huge.
In fact, that's why he's coming in. He's got to talk about that. That's what he's going to do. Shining like the stars.
Here we are.
2 weeks away from our Kids trip this year. Actually, tomorrow will be 2 weeks. We'll take off.
Oh, my gosh.
We'll take off on a plane.
I cannot wrap my brain
It is here.
That.
I know.
It is here, Kelly.
We're going to be taking off on a plane that Southwest Airlines provides for us.
Thank you, Southwest.
From a hangar that Southwest Airlines provides for us.
Thank
where we
you,
have
Southwest.
A nice little pre-party with all the kids. We get on this plane. We fly all the way to Orlando, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And then we go to Walt Disney World for 5 days of just fun-filled action.
Yeah.
Hotel taken care of, foods taken care of, everything those kids and their families could think of,
taken care of.
Thanks to you, Kid Nation, because we had Kids Day recently, and we raised a lot of money. I forgot exactly how much.
A lot.
It was a lot.
A buttload.
Definitely more than $20.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Over $500,000,
yeah,
like, right? $580,000?
Big time. Big time money. You know, this is also the trip where you're going to hear in-depth interviews with the families, like this one Al
mm-hmm.
had.
Well, yeah. Kids is an organization that it's really like Kid said earlier. It's your way to feel grateful that you have healthy kids. If you are able to say that, and Kids is it's a smile on every kid's face. Jenna, what would you say that means so much to you about Kids?
Well, you know what?
That's Al on the news explaining what Kids is all about.
Oh my gosh, throwing me under the bus
hard
after
moment.
You already said a lot of nice things.
Jenna, that was awful. Live TV. We're on TV, by the way, on Dish Nation. But I was nervous. I don't know why. On someone else's.
Because it's live?
Talk on the radio all day long. Fine.
Right.
Dish Nation, don't have a problem with it. Well, you put me on a news show. I'm just like.
Do you think about that like almost daily? That interview?
I think about it because, not where we filmed that, but there's a news studio right across the street from where I live.
Yeah.
And so, oddly enough, it's the same station, and I pass by, I run past it just to make sure that nobody sees me. Like,
sure.
If I'm walking my dog or something, I don't want them to recognize, oh, that's that guy that screwed up on the news the other day.
Yeah. No, yeah, they do. They definitely do.
Anyway.
What I always say, the coolest part about this trip is because you get to meet these families.
Right.
Your money that you donated immediately gets applied to this trip. And then when we're on the trip, we broadcast, we film, we give you real-time updates. You can follow along with photos so you can actually see
the smile
that your donation brought to these kids and families in real time,
yeah.
Which there's no other charity that showcases it like we do. It's very cool.
And even after Kids passing, Kids is in good hands because his daughter took over.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Caroline Craddock, he built this because of her, because he thought that Caroline was going to be born with a...
With some issues,
and she turned out to be okay. But he said, you know, there's families out there that are going through this, and they go to the hospital a lot, and the hospital bills, and they're always down. This gives them a chance to have memories,
yeah,
and they get to have one lasting memory forever, and we get that a lot.
So hopefully, Kid Nation, you're one of the people that donated money, and if so, you will get to meet Andrew. Andrew is 10 years old, and at the age of 10, he is already a liver transplant recipient. His favorite Disney character is Scar from The Lion King.
Ooh.
And he wants to ride anything cool that has lasers on it and everything Star Wars.
Okay.
All right.
Yep. He received his new liver when he was only 8 years old. He can't wait to have root beer floats with his three siblings and mom and dad at Disney World. And that's something we didn't touch on, too. The brothers and sisters and mamas and dads, all of them get to go. You know, there's a lot of charities that may send a sick kid or maybe one parent.
Yeah.
We send the whole family because the whole family is going through the thing together. So they want we want them to experience this together as a family as well.
Well, on this trip, you will also meet Micah, 6 years old. Micah is going to bring his three siblings and parents to Disney World. And hopefully they can see Micah's favorite Disney character, Captain Jack Sparrow.
Jack Sparrow.
Got to go on that Pirates of the Caribbean ride.
Exactly. Sure. Now, his parents say that when Micah has a bad day, he loves to play tricks and jokes on people. So we're going to get along just fine.
Yeah. You two together. Your partner in crime.
They say when he makes somebody else laugh, it makes his day better. Now, we asked him what part of the trip he's really excited about.
I'm 6 years old and I love dolphins. See Mickey Mouse going to the turtle pool where there's a bunch of turtles. Swimming in the hot pool. What was it called? A hot tub.
Or is it called a hot tub?
I love the way he drags out the O's. It's Mickey Mouse. Yeah.
You know who you're not going to find in the hot tub? Kelly Raspberry.
I'll be there.
Can't wait to meet Micah.
Yeah, and it's sometimes just the littlest things like the hotel pool that kids are looking forward to. Or maybe the airplane ride. Like Maria, she is 12. She will also be on this year's trip. And Maria is excited to take her very first airplane ride to meet Kelly Raspberry.
Aww.
Cinderella, Belle, and Snow White, all of her favorite princesses.
Well,
Kelly.
I better remember to pack my tiara.
Maria says her mom and dad have a fear of heights, so she wants to help them get over that. Yeah. And she also wants to be an artist when she grows up.
Oh, the Tower of Terror will definitely help with that.
Oh, my.
Yeah, yeah. You put them on that, they'll never be afraid of the heights.
Well, even in the plane, maybe that'll help, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we've also got a little girl named Justice going on the trip.
Cool name.
Justice. She's 8. And she's got systemic juvenile idiopathic arthritis. What in the world? I know arthritis, a lot of pain.
Yeah.
But she is super excited to see the Frozen sing-along with Anna and Elsa.
Aw.
Or is it Anna?
Anna. Excuse me. That's okay.
She has a goal of riding all the rides in the park. Girl, we'll do our best.
All of them?
Hey, you
That's
can do
a lot.
It. It's doable.
All of them?
It's doable.
And the song that helps her through her tough times happens to be Fight Song by Rachel Platten.
Wow.
Well, that's funny because Rachel Platten is going to be joining us this
that's
year on
right.
Kids Kids.
Right. Yay.
I love the song, too. Starting right now. You think when Justice is at a restaurant and they serve her, the waiter can go, Justice has been served. What,
but it's funny.
There are 46 rides in Disney World.
Okay, that's just... That's just
Magic Kingdom.
Magic Kingdom.
Is that just Magic Kingdom?
There's no way that there's only 46 out of all three parks.
It says at Disney World, 46 rides at all four parks at Disney World. Yes, there are.
Four parks.
Yeah.
How can that be?
46 rides?
That's what it says.
Does that include Dumbo and the teacups and, like, the small ones?
Yeah, that's what it says.
That can't be right.
It seemed like a real Mickey Mouse idea, but two men were actually able to go on every ride at Disney World in one day.
Well, they had to have
Shane Lindsay and Ted Tamburo rode all 46 rides at all four parks at Disney World on November 7th.
How is that possible?
Took them 17 hours.
Even the dinosaur ones?
Well, I guess if you go, you know, if you stay on the park, you get to stay until, sometimes they keep the park open until 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, they do.
So I guess they could do it that way.
But the rides are so big and so huge and massive. Some of them.
Yeah.
Big and massive. It just looks like, you know, it might be two, three rides.
So.
And that's just one ride.
That rocks my world.
And some are just experiences that aren't rides.
Right. So they don't count those
meeting,
rides?
Right. Like meeting princesses in the castle.
The Lion King show and all that.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Shows. So there's a lot of park space taken up by the big
shows.
Okay. Yeah. So maybe that makes more sense.
That was a fun fact right there. Brought to you by Big Al Matt.
Thank you.
Al, you should try and do that in less
time. No, there will be 40.
It says they ran 22 miles. That was their tracker to get to all the parks and all the rides. Wow. So 22 miles, Al, you get your workout in.
Okay, that's two things I'm not going to do. Ride every ride or run 22 miles.
Exactly.
At best, 45, because I'm not riding the teacups. Out.
Ever. That rules the day.
You're officially never riding that again.
My foot is down. If a child asks me to ride the teacup, I'm going to give him $10 and just tell him to go away. Yeah. Because I'm not riding.
$10 Disney.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to do that. Again, 2 weeks from tomorrow, we'll be taking off to Disney World.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Who's that from?
I made it up.
Oh, you made that up?
It's all cities that you could go to if you win this $1,000.
Attaboy.
Big Easy, obviously, is
New Orleans.
New Orleans.
Yeah.
City that never sleeps, Kelly.
New York.
I think that's New York, isn't it?
Yeah. Is it? Okay.
Yeah.
And then Las Vegas, city? No.
I want to wake up in that city that never sleeps. So I'm king of the world.
Yeah. That's New York then, yeah.
Now, two that you probably have not heard of that I just mentioned. City of Violet Crown.
I don't know that.
Violet, the color.
Yeah.
Crown. That's Athens, Greece.
Wow.
Bimbo Town.
I know Bimbo Bread's from Mexico, right? Bimbo?
Yeah. Bimbo.
It's actually a city I've never heard of. It's called Leipzig.
Leipzig?
Okay. The holy city's Jerusalem.
Uh-huh.
I could do this all day.
Doing
the Emerald City.
It feels
City.
Like it's taking all day right now.
Al's doing research for his raps.
Yeah, man.
All good, buddy.
All right.
Desiree, congratulations. You are caller number, whatever Jenna said.
19.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited.
Yeah. Hey, let's get to know you. Yeah. Tell us about you, Desiree.
I am, I'm engaged. I'm a mom of three. I work a lot, but I'm a mom, so I'm always super busy. Oh my God, I'm so excited. I'm so nervous.
What do you do? You say you work a lot. What do you do?
Well, I'm an account manager for a service company.
Oh, okay.
But I just feel like I live there. I'm in my work parking lot right now, like hiding.
Oh yeah, you hide.
So the thing is, when you're a business owner, you find an employee that does work a lot, and you want that person to work because they're really good. So it's flattering that they want you to work a lot.
Yeah, but then you wear them out.
Yeah, and then the crappy employees, you're like, oh, you go home early because you don't do a good job anymore.
Yeah,
you
know. And
well, I guess I should take that as
take it as a compliment. It as a compliment.
How you look at it.
You're a great employee. Now, Desiree, here's how we play the game. Al will tell you.
Well, Desiree, we're going to lock you in our Kid Craddock Morning Show bank vault. And our banker is going to holler out these dollar amounts at you, anywhere from $100 up to $1,000. When you hear an amount you feel comfortable with, please say stop. And don't let the bank door close on you like it did for our last person, and she got nothing. Now, even if it goes all the way up to...
I know, that made me so sad.
I know. It was, wasn't it?
Yeah, even if it goes all the way to 1,000.
I know.
Yeah, her son in the back seat, little Connor.
How are you feeling this round, Al, since you were on point last time?
I was kind of on point.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be honest, Desiree, I'm feeling a lot better. I think we got that bad energy out of the way. And I'm feeling a lot better this time.
Well, that's good.
For a good hump day. Good hump day.
Yeah.
Good hump day.
All right.
Absolutely.
Good.
Let's make it a great hump day, Desiree, and let's play
Beat the Bank.
$220.
Nice.
Okay, that's good.
$290.
Okay, a little bit more.
400.
Okay, that's good.
470.
Maybe one more.
530.
Oh my God, that's a lot. Okay.
620.
Stop.
All
right, $620, Desiree.
I love the way people are starting to talk to the bank.
Yeah. It's all good.
Yes, the lady who did that last time, it went really well for her. So
Good job. What are you going to do with $620, girlfriend?
Well, my fiance's birthday is tomorrow. My son's is in 2 weeks, and Christmas is right around the corner.
I know, right?
She's going to help so much.
All right.
Thank you guys so much. Oh, I love you guys. I listen to you every day.
Thank you, Desiree.
And congratulations.
And what's your fiance's name?
Gabriel.
Gabriel, happy birthday.
Oh, you missed me.
Oh, yes, we're Mexican.
All right, good
deal. Shout out, Stacey. Woo.
Shout out, Desiree.
Well, Feliz Navidad early.
Oh, well, thank you.
Look at Kelly with the Spanish right,
right
there.
Oh, yeah, it sounds so authentic.
Thank you, Desiree. Hold
let's
on, we'll get you set up.
Let's see how far it would have gone.
Oh, yeah, just for fun, let's see how far it would have gone. Good call, Al. You got your 620.
700.
Oh, that's all good. Hey!
Wow!
There you go, Desiree. Oh,
good job.
Hey, that's you played it perfectly.
Good
well
call.
Done.
Good call, girl.
Enjoy that $620. We got you all set up. Boom. We'll play again tomorrow morning, 7:20 and 8:20 Central. You didn't get in this hour. Don't worry, we got plenty more money to give away. Anybody watch TV last night? Any of the new shows?
That did not. You watched.
Was there more new ones?
Scream Queens. Right?
Yeah. The Grinder was new last night.
I thought you meant like there was a new show debuting.
No.
I watched Scream Queens this morning. My daughter will not leave me alone to watch that. And I obviously it's not appropriate.
No, it's not appropriate for her.
I had to get up this morning and watch it.
You still on?
I still have, you know, it's only 5 weeks left. We're getting closer to finding out who the Red Devil Killers are. I have to stay through to the end now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ariana Grande made an appearance last night.
Wasn't she good?
She was so good. I wish she was on the show a lot more because she fits perfectly with all the Chanel.
I guess it didn't work with her schedule.
How did she make an appearance? Because I watched the first episode.
In a dream.
Oh.
Yeah. She came back in a dream and in a casket because they finally had
the
funeral.
They had the funeral, which was the funniest funeral ever. Chanel is so vicious.
She didn't say very nice things about Chanel number two.
It was bad.
Wow.
And Chad.
So you guys still love the show?
The characters on the show are what's so funny.
I want to meet the Chad guy, the guy that plays Chad, because he's so good at that.
He's so funny.
He's so good.
And I feel like JC and I are just talking to each other, so I don't know who
we are
watching it or not, but we love it.
People are watching, right? Yeah. I don't know. I watch the basketball game, so I don't know what I'm doing with my life.
Basketball.
I was getting ready for tonight's big event. I tried to not watch TV last night.
Sure.
So I'd be ready.
For Empire?
For the CMAs tonight.
How are you going to watch the CMAs when Hakeem was kidnapped, Al?
Dude, I don't know. And I'm really not into award shows other than the ones that, I guess we talk about all of them. But that's, I really don't look forward to them is what I'm saying. But I've just been so into country music. I'm looking at the performers here. Kenny Chesney, like him. Eric Church, like him.
Justin Timberlake's going to be performing.
Yeah, how about that?
Tomorrow, Big Al's going to give us a recap of the CMAs.
Well, I mean, I don't want to oversell my passion. I do love country music, but I'm a newbie. I'm a new country guy. So it's not like I don't know the intricacies. And some of these old groups or older groups, I'm really not as familiar with. You know, I'm going to see Zac Brown, I believe, this Friday.
You're going to Zac Brown?
Yeah.
A little bit of chicken fried?
Yeah, a little bit of chicken fried. Cold beer on Friday night. Chris Stapleton. Good guy. I mean, I like a lot of them.
Learning.
Yeah, I'm kind of learning, so I don't want to oversell.
And Justin Timberlake's going to be on, right?
Yeah.
Singing with Chris Stapleton.
Uh-huh.
Because, Al, this is where we're gonna make you the country expert of the show tomorrow. You're going to come in with all the clips you want played. You're going to lead the break. It's going to be Big Al Mack in the house.
Better take notes.
I'm just disappointed that my boy Chris Jansen didn't perform. Buy me a boat. Buy me a truck.
See, this is what we got to look forward to tomorrow when Al leads his CMA recap break. Show what a 21 year radio vet sounds like.
Darius Rucker's going to be there. He's going to be no, he's not performing. He's just presenting.
Okay. Are you just reading from the website who's going to be there?
Yeah, the show hasn't happened.
He's reading it as he's speaking it.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah, but I'm excited. It'll be cool.
Even better news, good news for you, Big Al Mack.
What's up?
I was on Facebook before the break and I noticed that. You are somebody's hottest friend on their Facebook friends list.
Oh, really?
That's my fault.
Why?
This morning, well, my friend John McGill, he did some sort of little search engine thing. And
I love doing this.
Yeah, and I'm sure it's some sort of, they're going to be getting into our private information.
Sure.
But I popped up on his as his model friend or something. So then I went on a list and found my hottest friend, and I think people are now seeing that. And
who was your hottest friend?
It's an app.
My hottest friend was Shanda.
Shanda? Shanda?
Shopping with Shanda.
Oh, wow. Lucky. I just did mine.
And Al, you were the clown.
Hmm?
You were the clown on mine.
Oh, okay.
It goes through your friends and it picks out who's the model, who's the hot one, who's the beast, who's the...
I see.
Oh, wow.
The beast.
Who was the beast?
I was the beast in my own.
Oh, you were?
I don't even know what that means.
Oh, because remember,
does the beast mean I'm the party beast or like I'm Beauty and the Beast?
No, it's a good thing.
I don't know what the beast meant, so I didn't share
beast
that
mode.
One because I didn't want people to think I was beastly.
You know, my nickname in college was Hose Beast. Jose and Beast put together.
Yeah, I know. You verified it through your friend, yada, yada, yada.
My hottest friend was my wife.
There you go.
It came out of that.
Some little Facebook
how do we do
thing.
This? There's a little app
on
there. Oh,
there
we go.
If you go to somebody's friend, okay, so you play
name
that
test.
One.
NameTest.com.
NameTest. And there's a whole bunch of them on there.
Yeah.
So it's not just who plays the roles in your Facebook friends. There's a bunch of them on there.
And speaking of social media, did you guys see what Twitter did?
No. What did they do?
Oh, you didn't notice this morning?
Al's not on Twitter.
Every once in a while.
But I
tweeted this morning because I tweeted the fact that I was recording the CMAs. I put a picture on my Twitter.
Okay. Yeah. Did you put it on Twitter or on Facebook?
Both.
So you probably put it on Facebook and it went to your Twitter.
No, I manually did it.
Oh, you did?
I don't take those shortcuts like you Instagram lazy people.
Oh, speaking of lazy people, that's why Elena does your tweets sometimes.
Good point.
But now, Twitter, they used to have the star. So they have the reply, they have the retweet, and then they had the star
favorite.
If you want to favorite it.
Yeah.
Now it's not a star. Now it's a heart.
Oh, really?
Now on Twitter, you can like.
Is there a like or love?
It's a heart.
Yeah.
And no, it's a like. I just put it over. It's a like.
Okay.
But why? Why now?
Huh.
You know, why change it now? I like favoriting things. I guess it's because it's hard to say. Favoriting.
Favorite.
So now, you will notice this morning on your Twitter that now you have hearts instead of a star.
And it means like instead of favorite.
And it means like instead of favorite. So basically, Twitter's the same.
Shouldn't it mean love?
But it's like.
That's it, yeah.
No,
that's
Twitter
heavy.
Says like.
You would think.
Yeah. So, not much changed, actually.
Love.
So, so there's that.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.